Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnenem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. BJP Dimapur District Unit commemorates 11 years of BJP-led union government. Nagaland Police names 31 individuals, including 6 government officials, in a criminal case in the illegal encroachment of land at Dimapur Airport. Union Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav says yoga represents India's aspiration for global well-being. And Union Minister Harsh Sanghvi holds review meeting with Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team relating to Ahmedabad airplane crash case. Now the news in detail. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP Dimapur District, organized a press conference cum exhibition and professional meet in Dimapur today as part of the nationwide campaign commemorating 11 years of the BJP-led union government, themed Viksit Bharat Ka Amrit Kal and Seva Garib Kalyan Ke 11 Saal. The event highlighted the achievements and transformational policies of the central government since 2014. The press conference was addressed by State BJP President Benjamin Yeptomi, PHED Minister Jacob Jimomi and Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election Tovihoto Ayemi. Addressing the conference, Jacob Jimomi termed the occasion as one of the most significant events in the BJP's political calendar, reflecting on the sweeping changes brought about under Prime Minister Modi's leadership.
In the last 8 years of the Indian government headed by Honorable Prime Minister Modi, there has been a huge transformational changes in the social strata of the Indian society. As laid down in the manifesto of the BJP party since 2014, there has been a huge resolve with great resoluteness to bring about changes in the socio-economic affairs of the citizens of this country.
Tovihoto Ayemi said, summarizing the last 11 years in a single sitting is a challenge. Highlighting the transformation, he said, with the adoption of advanced technologies and citizen-centric governance, India is now progressing alongside the rest of the world.
Viksit Nagaland or Viksit Bharat 2047. So all the government official presidents there were briefed of how do we develop our state Nagaland.
Addressing the media, State BJP President Benjamin Yeptomi informed that Nagaland has recorded over 2.6 lakh primary memberships and around 5,000 active members. The Nagaland Police has named 31 individuals, including 6 government officials, in a criminal case related to the illegal encroachment of land at Dimapur Airport. A press release from the Nagaland Police stated that the case follows an inquiry ordered by the State Home Department into allegations that portions of airport land has been encroached upon using forged and fabricated documents. Investigation from a special investigating team, SIT, found sufficient grounds to recommend charge sheeting 31 accused persons comprising 25 private individuals and 6 public servants under various sections of the Indian Penal Code, including criminal conspiracy, cheating, forgery and other related offences. In this regard, the SIT has filed charge sheets against the 25 private individuals in the appropriate court in Dimapur, while for the 6 government officials, the investigation officer has submitted a prayer to the Department of Personnel and Administrative Reforms and the Department of Land Records for prosecution sanction as mandated under the law for public servants. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today said that yoga represents India's aspiration for global well-being. Speaking at the Global Yoga Summit, Yoga Connect in New Delhi, he said that humanity is presently facing various challenges across the world and added that yoga is a gift and legacy from India to the world for global peace.
योग डायबिटीज के प्रबंधन हृदय स्वास्थ्य में सुधार और यहां तक कि कैंसर रोगियों और बुजुर्गों को उनकी बीमारी से बेहतर तरीके से निपटने में मददगार है योग सिर्फ आध्यात्मिक और ध्यान का ही अभ्यास नहीं है बल्कि यह स्वास्थ्य क्षेत्र में रोजगार के अपार अवसर भी प्रदान करता है
The union minister asserted that yoga transcends the boundaries of religion, gender and language and is accessible to all, from children to the elderly and from the impoverished to the affluent. He cited a government body survey that over the past decade, 33% of individuals have engaged in International Yoga Day event. Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts Team at Forensic Science Laboratory FSL in Gandhinagar. The Union Minister reviewed the DNA testing process relating to the Ahmedabad airplane crash case. The Home Secretary, IGP of IB and Director of FSL joined him. Talking to the media, the Union Minister said 36 forensic experts in Gujarat are working round the clock to speed up DNA matching. He said the centre has also sent a team of forensic experts to aid the team.
उच्च अधिकारियों के साथ फॉरेंसिक साइंस लैबोरेटरी में अभी एक बैठक का आयोजन किया गया था जिसमें फॉरेंसिक साइंस की पूरे गुजरात की टीम जो पिछले दो रातों से सभी परिवारों के डीएनए मैच के लिए काम कर रही है कुल मिला के भारत सरकार से भी बहुत बड़ी संख्या में फॉरेंसिक एक्सपर्ट्स की मदद यहाँ पे भेजी गई है.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. National Testing Agency has declared the results of the Medical Entrance Exam NEET Undergraduate 2025 today. The scorecards are available on the official website of the exam, ntaneet.nic.in. Candidates can download their scorecard and check the merit list through the official website. Mahesh Kumar of Rajasthan has ranked first, while Utkarsh Awadhia from Madhya Pradesh and Krishang Joshi from Maharashtra have been ranked second and third respectively. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. In this series, we will explore yoga break for workplace designed to de-stress, refresh and refocus while also boosting immunity. This evening, we focus on Brahmari Pranayama, also known as B-Breath. This is a yogic breathing technique where you inhale deeply and exhale while making a humming sound, like a bee's buzz. The practice of Brahmari relieves stress and helps in alleviating anxiety, anger and creates a soothing effect on the nervous system. This meditation helps to keep the mind calm and quiet, increases concentration, memory, clarity of thought and rejuvenates the whole body and mind by giving them proper rest. A prominent personality in the field of sports administration and the state chief commissioner of Nagaland Bharat Scouts and Guides, Pelezotio Mejur Sekose, passed away in Kohima last night after a prolonged illness. He was 77 years. With many feathers in his cap, Mr. Sekose was widely regarded as an educationist, administrator, sports leader and public figure. He dedicated his life to community service and to the advancement of sports and education in Nagaland and beyond. Expressing sadness at the demise of Pelezotio Sekose, Governor of Nagaland Laganesan said his tireless contributions in the fields of education, sports and community service have left an indelible mark on the state. Condoling the passing away of Pelezotio Sekose, Chief Minister Nipi Rio said he was a towering figure in Naga society and an exemplary individual whose legacy spans the domains of education, sports administration and community services. In a condolence message, Nagaland Olympic Association Secretary General Abu Mehta said the contributions of Pelezotio Sekose were instrumental in laying the foundation of the sporting ecosystem in Nagaland and added that his legacy would remain etched in the state's sporting history. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. BJP Dimapur District Unit commemorates 11 years of BJP-led union government. Nagaland Police names 31 individuals, including 6 government officials, in a criminal case in the illegal encroachment of land at Dimapur Airport. Union Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav says yoga represents India's aspiration for global well-being. And Union Minister Harsh Sanghvi holds review meeting with Gujarat Forensic Science Experts Team relating to Ahmedabad airplane crash case. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.